Hey there guys, how are you all doing? This is your V-Bro from Tech Arena and welcome to our podcast. So in this podcast, we will be talking about what MediaTek has got up on his sleeves for this 2020 and as well as 2021. So if this is the first time you're listening to our podcast, please follow us on Spotify as well as on Google Podcasts. And if you haven't subscribed already, please do consider subscribing to our official website, which is Arena of Tech. And also, please subscribe to our YouTube channel, which is Tech Week. And so if you have done already, you're good to go. Well, talking about MediaTek, MediaTek has been a processor manufacturing company since really long. Even my first smartphone, and most probably even yours, if you are an Android user, most probably even your smartphone, I don't know about you, but my smartphone, yeah, I'm talking about myself. My smartphone had a MediaTek processor. It was long back. It had a dual core, like 1.2 gigahertz processor with 1 gig of RAM. And I was kind of happy with it, with the kind of performance I got. But later on, when Snapdragon came into the picture, like with Snapdragon 400 series processors and stuff like that, then MediaTek processors weren't that good. Like MediaTek processors were resulting into like heating up of the phone if you're using it too extensively. Even the battery life wasn't good and stuff like that. And that's where MediaTek was like going down. And right now MediaTek is coming up with 5G technology at a really affordable price, which is really really interesting. Right now, 5G is only available for like flagship phones, like even phones having like Exynos processors, that is the Samsung processors, the Samsung manufactured processors, Exynos. You get the 5G capability in like all those flagship or even like mid-range phones, not in the budget-friendly phones. So even Snapdragon, like the 700 series, the 5G, and also 800 series. So that's really, really great. But in the same way, they're really flagship processors, so it just costs really much. And there, we needed a company to come up with a budget idea. So that's where MediaTek is. So MediaTek has just announced their Dimensity 700 SoC. So the processor, this processor is just the next one, then the Dimensity 720, which is a really cost-effective processor and presently used in budget phones. MediaTek has launched like many 5G compatible processors in 2020 so far. And the best thing about MediaTek, like I said, like budget-friendly phones are getting 5G technology without like going really exhausting, like your pockets, like, yeah, taking your money, hard in cash. Like, just like the MediaTek Dimensity, like 720, the newer 700 SoC is also built on the 7 nanometer architecture. This also allows an octa-core design. But if you don't know what these all things mean, it just means that you're going to get good performance. Like, yeah, really good performance. And in those 8-core processors, like two of the processors are like Cortex A76 CPUs, clocked at 2.2 gigahertz, along with six Cortex A55 cores. And yeah, those two cores that I said, the Cortex A76, are like really high performance cores, whereas others are like mid-tier cores that are used for doing basic tasks. The SoC also supports the ARM Mali G57 MC2 GPU, which you can expect a decent like graphical interface and also graphical power, so you can go ahead and play some games if you have some time. And also MediaTek has also teased like 5G downlink speed of 2.77 gigabits per second with the integrated 5G modem. And thanks to the ultra-safe technology suits, which provides excellent battery backup as well. Like talking about the speed, like 2.77 gigabits per second, it's huge. But right now, I won't comment about the connectivity of 5G. Like 5G is not yet arrived in countries like India right now. And also in US, there is only few providers that are just providing that 5G facility. But if you are lucky enough and your locality has a 5G connection, it's a good news for you. In a budget-friendly phone, you're going to get hi-fi speed. Not just that, you can also even use dual SIM with these kind of new processors like dual 5G network. The company has also confirmed that new phones with this new processor will be launched in the first quarter of 2021. And the pricing can go lower than $250. Like if I convert it to INR, it will be around 18,000 rupees. The company also teased the upcoming MediaTek Dimensity 1000 series. They also mentioned that it would cover Cortex A78 CPUs clocked at 3 GHz along with 6 nanometer manufacturing process, which means better, like more performance than the previous one. The Dimensity 1000 series also supports 90 Hz screen, camera features like including 48 megapixel, 64 megapixel, AI bokeh, AI color, AI beauty features, multi-frame noise reduction features, and other features like Full HD Plus support, LPDDR4X support, multiple voice assistant support, and stuff like that. And you might think these all features like are already there in some of the phones, but here we are talking about budget phones. Like budget phones having 64 megapixel camera and whatnot features, along with 5G connectivity, high speed performance, like from the processor, like gaming, even the battery life is good. So it's a kind of a win-win situation. Those claims are pretty high, but now it's the main thing is that we need to wait and take a look at the phones with ourselves. Only then we can know like how much the claims are true by MediaTek. Well, in this way, we have come to the end for the podcast, today's podcast. If you got any queries, you know how to reach us. And also, please don't forget to follow us on our social media. We are there in Facebook, Instagram, and also follow us on our YouTube page, YouTube channel, not page. It's Tech Week. And also, please subscribe to our newsletter in our website, which is Arena of Tech. And arenaoftech.com. That's pretty much it, guys. Have a great day. God bless you all, and thank you.